Oh, hi. Thanks for holding. Is this Marvin?
Yeah. Hey, Tina.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. I was trying to call you yesterday, but I was so busy. I want to cancel my service.
Okay. So I need to
I
give you
already
some
canceled
options.
my. Okay.
Yes. I need to give you some options because if you recall, Marvin, in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the first. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there's a $249 past due balance on the account, and we can't even cancel an account with a past due balance. But the good
Okay,
news is
I'm gonna
you,
pay that, but once I
okay.
pay that, can I cancel?
Absolutely. And there's one thing I can do to help you out a little bit there, Marvin, is that that $249 includes a fresh batch of Facebook ads. You're not going to need those if you're just going to settle the balance and cancel. So if I take those off, it will lower that past due amount to just $149. Okay, so
Okay.
let me just make that adjustment for you real quick. How come you're wanting to cancel, by the way?
It's just because like I just started my business and trying to like budget my finance right now, and then I just cannot
Oh.
afford it.
Okay. So thank you so much
Yeah.
for relaying that to me because I want to let you know that we also disclose in the terms and conditions that first page placement on Google typically takes 45 to 60 days, which means it's always the second month that you see the program pop. That's when it comes to full fruition. So you're right at the cusp of where this is going to explode and get your phone ringing and do some really solid things for your business. So if you wanted to, pay that $149 and cancel, of course I'll respect it and I'll do it for you. But if you want to take advantage of the rest of the month that you paid for, I could push the next billing out 30 days, which means you would be paid in full all the way until October 17th. Okay. And then keep in mind, Marvin.
Today's what, September?
Yep. Today's September 17th. So rather than you having to pay now and then pay again on October 1st, we would push that next payment out to October 17th. That way you'd get another full month of service and be able to benefit from, the timeline of where this starts really paying off.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's probably a much better option for you,
So
especially since you're new.
how much am I gonna pay on October 17th if I want
Oh, if
to?
I take the Facebook ads off, then every month when it renews, it would just renew for $149. So it wouldn't go back up to that $249 again unless you called us and you wanted to put those Facebook ads back on.
So October, it's guaranteed that me, like, I'm gonna be getting customers.
Yes, however, there's a couple of things that are dependent on you, and I see that as of September 5th, I don't know if anything's changed since then, but as of September 5th, they've contacted you on 5 different attempts to have you add us as a manager to the Google listing, and I don't think that has been done yet. So if Do you know how to get in there and add us, or was it maybe another company that set it up in the past and you don't have access to it, or?
I have access to it.
Okay, so I want to explain something to you. If someone comes on board with us and they already have started their own Google business profile, then we don't create a new one because that would be a duplicate and it would hurt your rankings. So we ask you to just go in and add Local Splash as a manager, and that way we can go into the one that you already started and get it verified and get it ranking on the first page. So until you do that, our hands are kind of tied. We can't go in and do that active programming on it if we don't have access to it. You see what I mean? So do you think if I resent that email that you could maybe get that done, you know, in a timely manner?
Okay.
Okay, so let me send it to you again. It will say important. Please
or
add
like, can I just go to my Google?
Yeah,
can
if
I
that's
just
what
go
the,
to my Google
the
page?
Email will tell you to log into your Google page, but when you get to the part where you can manage your profile and add us as a manager, it's going to have you type in a code, which is 552-554-6200. So if you just follow the instructions in the email, you'll be able to add Local Splash no problem. Now, the nice thing about doing it that way, Marvin, is in October, if you decide to cancel, you know, before October 17th, you'll go back in and just remove Local Splash as a manager. The Google page still belongs to you. You have ownership of it, right? So we just go in and manage it while you're working with us.
Local Splash, Marvin, please add us as a manager to your Google business.
That's it. That's exactly it. Yeah, and
where's
I know that they... What?
Well, where's the link? It's just a number.
No, what you have to do is go to your Google business profile and log in. And then when you log in, you would follow the instructions. You see? Because it tells you on the top that you have to go to... let me see here. I'm trying to read the email. business.google.com/location. So it's going to give you the instructions to log into your Google business profile. Mm-hmm.
What's the link again?
It says business.google.com/location. That's the first step in the email. It says 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's like 8 different steps. But the first step says to do that.
It's a Google 404, that's an error.
Oh. Here. I'll send you the link
on
the
text.
Here.
Oh, there.
If you like, Marvin, because typically all I do is handle failed payments. So if you like, I can get the payment up to speed for you, and then I could, when we're done, transfer you over to someone in the verification department that can kind of walk you through it. That way we make sure that it gets done.
Business profile, I see it.
Mm-hmm. Good. We're making progress. I love it. Yeah, so try to do it on your own real quick and see if you can get in. If not, I'm texting, well, it's a G-chat that we use through the office. I'm sending a G-chat to the verification department, and if for some reason you hit a bump, I'll have them jump on and they can help you with it. But let's just see if you can get in.
Okay. I don't see ad manager. Add new business, your profile. Oh, there you go, people in office. Add manager.
Yep.
What's the search? It's an ad person, search name, email address, or group.
You would type in this number. It's, and there's no spaces or dashes, just all numbers. It's
552-554,
mm-hmm.
And then 554,
and then 6200.
6200.
And then you should be able to choose Local Splash listings.
Invalid email, try again. 552-554-6200.
Yep.
That's an invalid email, try again.
Oh, that's weird, because on the email I sent you, it says in the email address field, type the following number. So let me tell the technicians. I'll put when he types, it says invalid email. Okay, so let's table that for a moment until they respond to me, because it usually takes like a couple of minutes for them to respond. And then while we're waiting on them, I'll fix your billing. I'll do the 149 and set the next payment for October 17th. And then hopefully by the time we're done, they can jump on the line and help you with it. They're so good at what they do, they'll be able to, you know, get you in no problem. So, question, for that new payment, is it still the 1306 Whipple Avenue for the billing address?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm ready for the new card number whenever you are.
I have another question, but...
Of course.
So, if I make a payment and then I don't see any progress next month, and then 3 days before the 17th, can I call and cancel?
Exactly. So remind yourself around the 14th of October to make your decision then, right? Because on the 14th of October, you should be seeing some solid results and you're probably going to want to keep it. But if you don't, then you call us up and you cancel and you don't have to worry about any further charges. Oh, James gave me an email address that you can try and then he can manually add you. Okay. So I'm going to, I'll read the email address. So go back to that field where you're trying to add us as a manager.
Yeah. I'm still.
And then add in, plus. So PLUS dot.
PLU.
Plus. Yeah, like plus and minus, but you're going to write it out. You're going to put plus, P-L-U-S.
Yeah.
Dot. Admin, A-D-M-I-N, like administration, admin.
Yeah.
And then the number 16.
16.
Mm-hmm. And then the at sign.
At.
localsplash.com. And that's an email that he wanted you to try. And he said to add us as an owner, and then he can manually change it to he puts you as an owner and us as a manager. But that way he can go in and get it squared away for you. So what happens when you type that into the box? Does it give you an option to add Local Splash as owner?
Plus admin localsplash.com manager.
Yes. Owner. Okay. Put it as an owner. And then once you do it, I'm going to have James check it. So I'll put he's doing it now. Did it go through?
Let me see.
Okay, he said he's checking. Does it look like it might have gone through on your end, or are you still trying?
It said pending.
Oh, good. Okay, I'll tell him. It says pending. It says pending. Okay. All right, so let him look into that now, and then let me go back to the billing. So we had a visa ending in 5236. That one's no good, right? Or is it just a different expiration or something?
That's no good.
No good. Okay, so I'm ready for the new card whenever you are.
Let me see if this is going to work. It's been a long time since.
Sure.
I guess it's 5209.
Okay.
4301.
Got it.
2710.
Okay.
8386.
Okay, and expiration?
0127.
And the code?
133.
133. Okay, so let me try, and since you haven't used it in a while, if for some reason it doesn't go through, I'll let you know what it says, but let's just see what happens.
Okay.
Okay, no, actually it worked. I got the green light, so you're all good to go there.
Okay.
And then I just have to fix the billing on the back end to reflect the 17th. And then... Perfect. So that stuck. So now you're paid in full all the way till October 17th. And now that we're getting that manager access, it's going to, like I said, give you much, much better results. Now, I see that your Google listing isn't already published. So did they ask you to do like a video verification or anything like that that's also pending right now? Or where are you in that process with the Google business page?
It's already verified.
Okay. Let me look again. I'm waiting to hear back from James, by the way, because after I told him that you said it's pending and he said that he's looking it up, I haven't heard back, so I don't know if he's finding it or not. So just give me a second. I'd rather take the extra time now and make sure that it gets done right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. Oh, I heard Sajing, so he responded. He found a Google business page, and it's he's asking if this is you. It has... Well, it has your phone number on it, so it should be you, but it has 470 Noor Avenue, South San Francisco published. It has the address published.
Yes.
Did you, okay, do you, because we have the 1306 Whipple Avenue. Are you wanting to move it to?
I don't want to put my personal address. I want to
okay.
keep the 470 Noor Avenue.
Okay, so let me tell James that, because we have the other address and there's no need to update the address if you want to keep it there, right? So let me just tell him that. So let me tell him. He said yes, and please don't change the address. Well, you did good. You got it done. That's good. Okay. So he said he's updating that in your profile with us to not change the address. So we're going to keep it on the one that's on the Google business profile. So you are all good to go. If we need anything else regarding the Google page, we'll be in communication with you. But if you don't hear from us, just log on your dashboard and you'll start to see the results that you're getting in real time. Have you been on the dashboard?
Yes.
Okay.
But, my page is need to be reactivated.
Okay, hold on. Now he says it says his page.
Okay, it works now.
Oh, good. I thought I was going to suggest maybe just refreshing it, but just in case I wanted to try to catch him before he went on to another case, you know? So, okay. So do you have any other questions that you think maybe, you know, him or myself would be able to answer? Or are you good to go for now?
I'm good for now.
Okay. Yeah, and keep my extension too, Marvin, which is 777. As you know, I'm not a technician. I don't do programming, but you can always call me if you have a question, and if I can't help you, I can at least get you to the person that can, okay?
Okay. Is this the number that I can call? Because sometimes it's not connecting to it.
I think what you did is you just hit like redial on one of our calls and it went to the call center, and then you asked for Tina and they transferred you back to me. But I'll send you the toll-free local splash number with my direct extension. That way you can skip that step. You can just call this number and put in 777 and it'll ring to me directly.
Okay.
I just texted it to you, so you should be able to save it, you know, because I just sent it on your text message.
Sure.
Okay, so I think that probably you're good to go for now. So I enjoyed talking to you. I'm so glad that you're sticking it out at least through this next month. I know you'll be very happy with it, Marvin. So have a great rest of your day too, okay?
Good. All right, thank you, Tim.
Oh, you're welcome. No problem. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay.